Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I am the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
All right, we are post-Thanksgiving, and in week number 13 in the NFL, we had a lineup of fun Thanksgiving Day games. And by fun, I mean lopsided wins. Because Detroit over Chicago. Chicago never seemed to be in the game past the first quarter.
Yeah, Chicago is a meltdown. What has to give there? Head coach, Cutler, both.
Well, reversing time and keeping Lovie Smith, I think. I don't think Trestman was the answer. I think they had a fine offense. I understand that Cutler's a mental midget, but at the same time, they did really well. They were 10-6 in Lovie Smith's last season. You know, and just fast forwarding a little bit, I mean, you look at the NFC. It's probably going to another. Last year the Cardinals were 10-6. They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, that was tough.
And I'm going to almost guarantee you this season there will be a team that is 10-6 in the NFC not make the playoffs.
Could it be the Cardinals?
It could be the Cardinals. It could be the Cowboys for all we know. But the point being is that if you want to look at Chicago's problems, just go back 2 years ago when they said, "Lovie, take a hike. We're going to hire this quarterback guru to make Cutler even better than he was." So I think that's the problem there. And Detroit, I mean, Detroit is looking good. I mean, they're probably going to make the playoffs. It's just, are they going to be a wild card, or are they going to be winning
the
division?
Surprise team this year. People didn't expect much.
No, and especially after somebody like Caldwell, who pretty
head
much...
Head coach made a difference, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Same with Minnesota?
Yeah, Mike Zimmer, you know, they're doing well.
What discipline to that team.
Yes, absolutely.
Kind of steadied the ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that maybe next year things will go better for them. But for right now, you know, it's all about Green Bay and Detroit at the top. The other Thanksgiving Day game was the Eagles beating up on the Cowboys. And we totally missed the fact that 2 years prior, Mark Sanchez was in this position with the infamous butt
right.
fumble.
Right.
And here he comes back and redeems himself with a rushing touchdown, a passing touchdown, and they just beat up on the Cowboys.
Well, they were 5-0 on Thanksgiving Day in their franchise history.
The Eagles?
Philadelphia, yeah.
Yeah, but this was the first time that they had ever faced the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day.
In Philadelphia?
No, this was
ever,
in...
ever, yeah.
Yeah, ever on Thanksgiving Day. Well, Thanksgiving right. Day is always in...
It used to be AFC-NFC type thing.
Well, yeah, because of the television packages, but they wanted to
this
trust
year,
them.
The entire Thanksgiving Day
was all rivalry.
Zero... NFC teams.
No, zero AFC teams.
AFC
they were all
teams.
NFC teams, and they were all
right,
rivalry
right,
games, divisional right. games. They're really pushing the divisional games this year.
Sure.
I mean,
that's what people want to see.
Sure. It's the only thing that they can guarantee has some juice to it. But if
interleague play was overrated, it's the same the way gambling's overrated with politicians. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's free money, and they always say it's going to be like sports. They were saying that online gambling in New Jersey was going to bring in $1 billion. Brought in $110 million. So, you know...
Not
it,
quite a billion,
overrated.
But... Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. But I bet sports gambling in New Jersey would definitely pump that number up.
Well, surprisingly, I'm in the beginning, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to a new Smash Burger. I couldn't get in the door. You know, now you can get in there. Yeah. Any moment. I went to Bojangles in Virginia. First one in, you know...
Yeah, in the area.
Miles and...
Yeah, now
mobbed.
Yeah, it's kind of fallen off.
Right.
Right. And then, of course, the last game, the other snoozer of the day was Seattle over San Francisco, and San Francisco was dominated. They had no offense that game.
Well, that's the question. Are they coming off the ring ropes and going to devastate people, meaning Seattle?
Yeah.
You know, because people are like, well, they're not what they used to be. They lost a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NFL is crazy because we take the pulse of the league.
Yeah.
You know, every week.
Oh, absolutely. It's a Monday morning quarterback. They have a term for it.
Right. Good point.
You know, and it goes beyond sports where you just look at everything.
It looks like Arizona's been on the downslide.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But now they're home.
Yeah.
And who are they against? The Chiefs?
I believe this week, yes. Well, they lost in Atlanta. I tell you what, this week was a really strange week because you had some big come-from-behind wins and you had some...
Really? Atlanta couldn't get worse. All of a sudden, they turned it.
Yeah, they turned the corner. They turned that corner big. And who was the other game? San Diego goes across the country and pulls one out over the Ravens. You had New Orleans going on the road in Pittsburgh, pulling that one
Pittsburgh
out as well.
There.
Who would have thought that one?
You know, I mean, the score was a lot closer, you know, at the end than the game really showed.
Yes, absolutely. It was, but...
So go figure. They lost three at home in a row.
Yeah. And then they go into one of the more difficult places to play on the road in Pittsburgh and pull that one out.
And they're sleepwalking from the bye.
Yeah, pretty much. And then Jacksonville pulls it over the Giants. We talked about it. Giants have a three-quarter defense.
Well, that's interesting with Jacksonville because that was the 40th consecutive game, regular season, that they were the underdog.
And, yeah. And they were at home and they pulled that one out, too.
Right.
And then Cincinnati over Tampa Bay. Cincinnati should have had that game in the bag, but they didn't. And then, of course, in Buffalo. I thought Cleveland would put up more of a fight against the Bills.
Well, what's this idea of taking Hoyer out? Now you're going to put Johnny Football in there?
Johnny Manziel. Well, they did. He scored
a
touchdown.
Right?
It worked, but apparently Hoyer
starts this week?
Hoyer. The report is Hoyer is going to start. It could change.
So when you have two quarterbacks, you really don't have any?
Well... It's true, but I mean, you know,
they're messing with success, aren't they?
They are, and under Hoyer, in a very competitive AFC North, they're 7-5. I mean, everybody else is except for the Bengals. They're 8-3-1.
That one is going to mean something at the end.
Absolutely. Well, that
it's
puts
not
you,
an L.
No, and that puts you at an advantage so long because you look at the losses. Who's got
but
the least losses?
But until they do something in the playoffs.
The Browns or the Bengals?
The Bengals. Well, the Browns just getting there is news.
Yeah, that's a big...
The Bengals have to do something now.
I think it's going to be tough for them. I think the AFC is going to be tough. It's
no, both their offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator left last year.
Jay Gruden and Mike Zimmer. Yes.
Right.
I bet they're still doing well.
Zimmer's having success.
Zimmer's having success. Gruden is not yet having success, or should I say he won't have success in Washington until he goes someplace else, and he has success there. So those were last week's games, but let's look at this week's games.
Now the Giants can win this week against a really bad Titan team.
You'd like to think that they could, but...
they've got their own problems.
Yes. Yeah, they've got some serious issues that they need to work out. But if you couldn't beat Jacksonville, granted Jacksonville was at home, but if you can't beat Jacksonville, how can you beat a Titans team that...
I think they're worse than Titans.
Worse than the...
A lot of problems there. I mean, they don't have a quarterback. The center went out.
True.
They the strength up the middle is really a problem. I mean...
Yeah.
I'm picking the Giants this week.
Okay.
It's a good time to get away from the home crowd, get out on the road, and be yourself.
I think that's true. Speaking about the AFC North, it's Pittsburgh at Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's a tough one, right? I mean, I think I want to go with Pittsburgh, but you know what? Bengals at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last X amount of time is, you know, they cover.
I think this is a statement week for Cincinnati.
Oh, it's big.
You know, because they've got some. Games the remaining games
are
against
the Steelers. Been tough to figure, division. You know, when the Jets knocked them off, then this, then that, and then the bye, and then they lose. Now they go on the road.
I mean, Roethlisberger, you know, the Steelers and Roethlisberger. I think they're a shallow team. I think they, if you get past the exterior of them, there's not much underneath.
True.
I think that.
No, they've always had a problem holding talent there.
Absolutely. The other big game, let's see, Arizona, Kansas City at Arizona.
Well, Kansas City, you know, on the road. I mean, Arizona's been on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's tough to win there. I mean, I'm going to give the edge to Arizona. I mean, I'm not buying into the Chiefs. I know what they've done, but they did lose the first two games of the season, and I usually don't like those teams down in the stretch.
Well, those teams don't go to the Super Bowl. They might make the playoffs, but they definitely won't go to the Super Bowl. I mean, Kansas City's not a Super Bowl team.
Kind of like Dallas lost the first game of the season at home.
Oh, boy, did they lose that game.
To the Niners. Yeah.
That was a historically bad game. And they got the Bears this week at Chicago. And then you also have Seattle at Philadelphia.
That's huge.
That's a big game.
That's huge.
That's a big game for the Eagles.
Well, it is, and they get it at home.
Right. They do.
So that's big. And, you know, will they be napping because they're playing kind of sandwiched Seattle between two Dallas games.
Yeah, which is it's an anomaly to have face an opponent, 3 weeks, two times in 3 weeks, something like that.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah.
But I think it's good for a preparation because you've seen, you know, it must be easier on the teams.
You would think so. Well, I think it's going to now, it's interesting, both Philadelphia and Seattle both have 10 days off going into this game.
Right.
So I wonder if that'll help either team.
Well, I mean, we're looking at, Philadelphia definitely going to be facing a real defense. I mean, how many, tough defensive have they faced? I mean, have they, San Francisco, they lost there, right?
Yep, Arizona.
Arizona, they lost there. Those were both on the road.
Those were both on the
in
road.
In fairness.
They haven't really had a home game where they've lost against a good defense. Also, they lost in Green Bay. And that's of recently. That is a good
defense.
Well,
that's no shame.
No, of course not.
The Patriots just did.
Thank goodness. Oh, gosh. Rodgers is the man. He's the prototype.
But they missed a field goal late in the game. And it allowed Green Bay to cover.
Yeah. But also it allowed them to win the game, too. That's kind of the big part of it as well.
Yeah.
So what games do you like this week from the line?
Well, I'm liking the Vikings.
You're right.
I think they've turned a corner. I think we talked about Zimmer. I think the team is seated. I mean, this Adrian Peterson distraction. Nothing but problems with the Vikings for quite a long time. Looks like Bridgewater is going to be the man.
He's going to be the man. And the Jets defense, I don't know why I stayed up for that Monday night game.
Well, the idea that you're going to throw the ball 13 times, 7 completions, going to win in this modern era. I mean, it just allows the game to get close enough that you could lose it.
And they had plenty of chances to score more points.
Sure.
I mean, look, they ran the ball really well against the Miami defense.
I never heard a team that many yards and not win the game.
It was stunning. It was stunning.
It's 200 and something.
Yeah, but between not scoring touchdowns in the red zone and a missed field goal.
They're just a bad team.
It's very disappointing. And I will miss Rex, but I understand that you can't come back after.
Well, it kind of reminds me of Chris Christie. You know, bombastic, loud, rude.
Sure.
And, touts things that aren't successful.
Yeah. But it's different, and that's the fun.
As a fan, it's great.
Oh, absolutely,
as a
fan.
I love train wrecks.
But also the players like him. Yeah. Like, he hasn't lost the team. They are just not performing.
But it's like bar rooms. Some people like loudmouths to get, knocked out, thrown in the street.
Well, that's true. Absolutely. But I'm a fan of this. I'm a fan of this loud mouth.
A lot of people love a train wreck. Well, NASCAR wouldn't be that popular if nobody ever crashed.
No, that is very true. Any other games you like? The Vikings are giving 6 at home
to the Jets.
To the Jets. So you like the Vikings there?
I do. I like the Giants. I don't think they can go any worse. And Titans are a bad team. I'm looking at the Bucks. Of course, none of these teams are playoff teams.
No. Now, do you think that can help? Now, the Bucs are getting 10 in Detroit.
Yeah.
You think?
Well, I'm looking at, if you look at Detroit, I don't think they win by large margins. I think one of the big problems here in Detroit is scoring points. And you would think with Megatron and with, of course, they've had Bush out, that they've had some problems.
Golden Tate and Stafford.
Yeah. But shouldn't they be scoring more points?
Well, let's see.
What's the most they've scored?
The most they've scored this season?
25?
35.
Oh, 35.
And that was the first week of the season against the Giants.
And then?
The second most points they've scored.
No, I mean, just run through a few.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. They scored, in order, starting with week one, 35, 7, 19, 24, 14, 17, 24, 22, 20, 6, 9, and 34. So it's, I mean, those low ones are against good defenses and on the road. So they're definitely a home team.
Well, it's shocking. Their record is?
Their record is 8 and, what is their record? I believe their record's, 8 and 4.
Well, considering that low production on offense, well, they this have a, year, that's amazing.
They do have a good defense. Their defense is good, aside from a couple games, but every team has that. There's no undefeated team that leads the league in offense.
Well, the
and
Bucks
defense.
Head coach has some idea how the Vikings play.
Who, Lovie Smith?
Yeah,
I would assume.
They play them twice a year, right? The Vikings? All those years.
Oh yeah, sure.
But the Vikings have been playing people tough.
The Vikings or the Lions? What are you talking about?
The Vikings, yeah.
Yeah, the Vikings against the Jets, right? And yeah, so you like the Bucks, the Vikings, and the Giants? Okay.
Right.
All right. I think
now the question is the Chiefs.
Right.
You know,
Chiefs at Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona's giving one.
I know.
That's a close game. But I tell you,
they've been tapering off lately.
Yeah. Yeah, they have been.
I think one of their safeties are out too for the season.
Oh, is that true? I did not know that.
Yeah,
well, I think Stanton.
A lot of injuries in the league.
A lot of injuries. Well, everybody's injured. There's nobody who's 100%. No. Maybe Josh Gordon, because he just came back. I think he's the only one who'd be 100%. So those would be some interesting games this week. It's December now. It's post-Thanksgiving. It's December now. Now it's almost bowl season in the college football.
Oh, yeah, getting down to the fun. Yeah.
Coming down.
That was amazing, Alabama.
Alabama pulled it out over Auburn.
They stepped on the gas pedal.
Oh, that was the most points they gave up all season in the first half.
Yeah.
I think they'd been giving up the most of the 25 points. They gave
up 26.
They
threw up some graphic on there that I don't know if he's won when that's happened to him.
Who's Saban?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But, they really turned that around. Auburn played a great game and lost.
I will be honest. I would have loved to have seen Auburn lose just so there would not be an SEC team in that top four in the college playoffs.
Well, Auburn did lose.
No, I mean Alabama. Right. For Auburn to win,
I should say. Right, yeah. Looked that way.
Yeah, I thought for sure it would have. But that Cooper, Amari Cooper, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
And he had a banged up knee.
He's going to be fun to see in the pros.
Yeah. Well, you think about these rookie wide receivers.
Number 9, I think.
Well, you think about the rookie wide receivers in the NFL right now. Odell Beckham Jr.
Sure.
Who's the other one? Sammy Watkins,
yeah.
Kelvin Benjamin. Those guys, well, Sammy Watkins is from Clemson, I think. That's ACC. But there's a lot of SEC, Southeastern Conference, wide receivers that shows you why that conference is so dominant in college football.
Well, it's amazing to me trying to sort this talent out, of course, from the comfort of my living room.
Yes, of course.
But everybody's open. In
yes.
College.
Well, they don't play defense.
So I'm like, is this guy a great route runner? Or, it's just everybody gets space.
Well, you have to say that it's easier to learn an offensive playbook than I think a defensive playbook. If you're only going to be in college for 2-3 years, I mean, how many 4-year seniors?
Well, the rules.
Well, I understand that. Well, the rules are also, yes, a lot more for the offense in college football. But nobody plays defense in college football anymore, unless it's a small school, unless it's a really small school. So I kind of want to see Florida State. I'm kind of rooting for Florida State. They're undefeated. They haven't lost in 2 years.
Well, I like teams that play close.
And they play close. Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of what the 49ers are doing this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to watch.
It's funny that Jameis Winston has the potential of going 2 years
to wear stripes.
I'm on that too. Department of Correction.
So that's not the Bengals.
No, definitely not. Some orange jumpsuits. But he has the potential to go 2 years in college football and never lose a game.
Right.
Because he never...
What about the Ducks quarterback? He's never lost a game, has he?
Yeah, they've lost games. They've lost the season, I believe. Mariota? No, I don't think... No, they did lose. Yes, they're 11-1. Mariota. Mariota.
Yeah.
The New York papers have been calling for the Jets to get the first pick to draft him. I don't know if he would
they
fit.
They won't get the first. They'll mess that up. They'll start winning or they'll do something.
They always have a way of messing that up. That is true.
So I'm not counting on them.
No, definitely not. So
the one pro game I wanted to get back to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
The game across the bay. So, of course, you got the lowly Raiders.
Right.
Against the 49ers. And the Raiders really only have two games this year. And one, well, they won.
Right.
Which was their Super Bowl against Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
A division rival at home.
Yeah.
And now they have San Francisco.
Yeah.
Across the bay. That should matter?
It should, but I think that San Francisco has been embarrassed on a national stage. They're going to want to show the world that our offense is fine, and we're going to beat up on this team. We're going to beat up on the lowly Raiders. I think it's going to be another Super Bowl for the Raiders, but... I don't think they're going to be able to
cover 8.5.
No, I don't think so. I don't believe it.
Okay,
I don't think so.
They're as bad as the Redskins, the Raiders.
Yeah, they're bad.
Because that Redskin 49er game was pretty close.
Yeah, it was definitely bad. And then onto a little baseball news. The A's have out-A'd themselves again. They traded Josh Donaldson, who's probably their all-star third baseman and one of their best players, to Toronto for three young players and a slightly proven major leaguer.
So what is this, a budget move? Or?
Well, it's actually a bit of a grudge match. Apparently Donaldson wanted to... It all stems back from Donaldson last season wanting a day off in like August or September. And Bob Melvin gave it to him. And then Billy Beane looked at the, according to reports, Billy Beane looked at the lineup sheet and said, hey, where's Donaldson? No, put him in the game. And they had some choice words for each other, Donaldson and Beane. So Beane got rid of him, traded him off. And, yes, in the end, this is what they would do anyway, because he's still got, I think, 2 years left on his rookie contract. But still... to get rid of him kind of looked like, wait, why are you doing like this? And they didn't get, they got Brett Lowry, who can take over for him at third base. And they got two young pitchers and a young shortstop. But still, was that enough for him? And then Donaldson has apparently been talking about that the A's have more money than people think and people want. The A's are trying to get people to think we don't have money. We don't have a lot of money. Meanwhile,
the entire MLB is awash in TV money.
Yeah. Oh, no, they got plenty of it.
Sure.
They got plenty
of it. Now, what about the home run leader from the Orioles?
Nelson Cruz, who...
What did he hit, 40?
40 home runs. The only player this year to hit 40 home runs. Yeah. He led the major leagues
in
home runs.
Right, in an offensively weak year.
True, and playing
this
in a bandbox.
This guy bangs it out, and how did they get rid of him?
Well, it was a one-year deal.
Okay.
Well, remember, 2013, he was caught. He was suspended 50 games for the performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
And so coming off of that, he was a free agent. Nobody really wanted to touch him because they didn't know how he would do.
Well, they don't want to seem like they're supporting this.
Well, exactly. Well, apparently the Mariners had it. It was pretty much a done deal in the offseason of between 2013 and 2014. They had him. They were ready to sign him, and it was all. And then all of a sudden, deal fell through. All these other teams said, okay, sign him with the Mariners. So when it fell through, they didn't know what to do. So the Orioles came and gave him a one-year deal.
Yeah.
At, I think, like $4 million. Well, now he signs a four-year deal for $57 million with the Mariners.
Right.
Meanwhile, they could have had him for like a year plus 2 years with a club option. So they could have had him under
their
power.
They're a better team now?
The Mariners, you got to think so. Between that, Cano and
the
pitching
staff. But I understand they got mostly lefty and switch hitters. They don't really have righty bats.
No, They don't. Well, Nelson Cruz is a righty bet.
Well, I know, but how? That's what I'm saying. You got to protect Cano.
Cano,
right?
Yeah. Well, that's what they're. That's what Nelson Cruz will do now for them.
That's a big piece of the puzzle.
That is a very big piece for the puzzle.
They can compete in that division.
They can, but it all depends who gets weak. The A's, the Angels, the Rangers are already looking weak.
Yeah.
So it's either who takes a step back, the Angels or the A's. You got
Toronto replaces who in the East? I mean, they'll be contenders now.
Yeah, but they were supposed to be contenders, what, a year, last 2 years ago? Yeah, but it just, that's a tough one to break through. The Red Sox are getting stronger.
Sure.
The
they always spend money.
They always do. The Yankees seem to be staying
don't
pat.
Don't want
to
spend.
They don't want to spend. And then the Orioles just came off, they won the National League East. And even
they
with
collapsed.
That, yeah.
So did the Nationals.
Well, yeah, a lot of teams collapsed. So
nothing's going on good in Washington.
No. No, it definitely isn't. And then the Bryce Harper, the phenom.
Sure.
He's actually suing the Nationals.
For?
Because his rookie contract, it was like a handshake agreement.
Yeah.
And it wasn't written down or whatever. So, and basically they reneged on it.
Okay.
And I forget the specifics about it, but he's upset because his rookie contract isn't what it's supposed
to
be.
So when can he leave?
I think like another 2-3 years, maybe.
Oh, so he's just going to be mad.
Yeah, he'll just be mad. He'll put up with it, and he'll try to get his money that he feels he needs. And the question is, do they sign him, or do they let it go to arbitration, or do they just, no, we'll trade you?
Well, if it goes to arbitration, it seems like the players win.
It seems like it, but I don't know if he'll get as much as he thinks he'll need. So, all right, well, that seems to be it on this end for this week. Dad, thank you very much for joining me this week.
So.
Enjoy the games in week 14 and, check out also the, in college football, the, what do you have? The conference championships, the ACC championship, the Big Ten championship, Big 12, SEC, all that stuff. So enjoy it.
What's the team that you think is a long shot in that, in college, in the tournament?
In the college football playoff?
Yeah.
You'd have to say Ohio State. Or everybody's talking about Baylor.
Didn't the quarterback go down?
Yeah,
somebody
he just went
down.
Yeah, he went down. But still, I mean, they've got a really good record. You know, Urban Meyer, they were undefeated in their season when they had to take postseason ineligibility.
Right.
You know, and everybody's talking about Baylor. Baylor beat TCU, and yet TCU is in the college football
playoffs.
Yeah,
how is that possible?
I don't know. You know why? Because they're still hiring marketing, PR firms. To plead their case to these voters, or not necessarily the voters.
Who
but
are
the
these people?
I don't
Do we know.
Know
who they are?
Supposedly one of them is Condoleezza Rice. I don't know if she still
really?
Is.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's all these different people
well,
on it.
Well, if it was like piano or something, I would say great, but...
yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so just keep track of the college football rankings and the playoffs. And
no, absolutely. Sure, that's big news. If somebody's not going to be happy, it's always
no,
that
and
way.
Then the cry is going to be, why four teams? Let's make it eight teams.
Well, it happens in March Madness.
I agree.
I mean, you know, how come
I can't
get in? I'm 52
I can't
or
wait.
Something.
I'm sorry. I don't want to see a 7-5 Rutgers or a 6-6 team from the Conference USA playing in a bowl game. If I'm going to watch a bowl game, make it a fun game.
Yeah,
you know.
But if it's
why am I
Tostito
watching?
Or something, does it matter really?
No, but if it's something was a Meineke Car Care Bowl or the Chick-fil-A Bowl or whatever, then let's...
They can't play that on Sunday, can they?
No, they don't play. I think they won like last week
Chick-fil-A?
Of the season.
Chick-fil-A?
No. I walked right into that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's enough.
Okay.
All right, take care. Bye.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.